Good
Afternoon.
afternoon. Thanks for having us.
Oh, it's so good to have you here all the way from the United States. CJ, first off, where did the idea for this device come about?
Yeah, absolutely. So a couple of years ago, Tyler and I were talking about the new Apple Watches coming out. And primarily, I had just started collecting watches. And specifically, we're talking about how I did not want to buy an Apple Watch after I'd now just started a watch collection. So we decided we wanted to sit down and try to figure out how we could solve this problem, really. And, what we could do to still keep our smart functions that we expected from an Apple Watch without actually like sacrificing on our style. That was a real big point for us.
Yeah, and it's a common problem, right? It's something that you've developed and seen in the market that people are buying these smartwatches, but they kind of look ugly, and the only way you can really change them is by, changing the interface, but it still doesn't really do it for people, right? If they made a movie about you making this new device called the X1, what would the journey look like, Tyler?
Honestly, it would be two kids who just love to make things together. I've known CJ since I was 10, and so we've kind of become engineers together, and we've always been interested in just really interesting products and like really interesting designs. I think both being engineers, we love to see how things work, and I think the journey of us is just like we found something we really like, and we found that it was getting taken over by this kind of smartwatch industry, right? And I think we really just wanted to do something about it. It was a problem that we had ourselves, and honestly, it didn't really matter if someone else could see this as a product they'd use. I just wanted to make something, that was fitting our needs, so.
Yeah, it's so valid because in this day and age, everyone's always on their phones, they're always looking at technology. It's also really nice to have a normal watch that is not connected to anything and that you can just wear and just look at the time, but also have the added benefits of the smart tracking like you have created with this new device called the X1. When creating this, I know you've been doing it over a span of a few years. There was a lot of different, prototypes that have gone into this and times where you've been like, oh, we failed and this hasn't worked. But has there been any memorable journey moments along the way, CJ?
Yeah, absolutely. I think two of the biggest ones that stand out to me were in our prototyping journey. The first time we actually got the first board, which was huge, definitely not something you could put on your wrist, looked
Yeah.
like a really big flash drive, but it was our first like proof of concept. I
Wow.
remember we were both sitting over it for about 4 hours and we finally got it to turn on and start blinking to let us know it was ready to pair. And that was like the biggest moment. It was a year leading up to this point, and finally we got it on and working and connected. And that was just a huge milestone for us. And even I think a little bit more recently too, we've started to shrink that design down, and we finally got, like we were just mentioning a few minutes ago to you, just shipping this into the first phase of production. It
So
was really
cool.
exciting to see. Basically, the lights turn on. So exciting.
It's so crazy. You're saying that it was a huge, big device. Now you've got it into something so small that can fit under your watch, and it's only 4 mils thick, which is incredible. Tyler, can you explain to us what this X1 device actually does?
Yeah, so it's basically what you would classify as a wearable. So it means it tracks certain biometrics. And so for us, we want to really hit the top biometrics that are out there today that you would expect with any other watch. So you're getting things like heart rate, blood oxygen, sleep tracking, exercise tracking, all the things that you come to expect nowadays. But with that, you're also getting notifications if you want. Like you were saying before, we're always connected to our devices, so we've given you the option to turn that off because maybe you just don't want to actually know that you're getting a text and you just want to, go on a run. Perfectly fine, turn that off. And that's a really big feature that we kind of want to let people know. You don't have to be connected all the time. But also, you're able to connect to it on the app and you're able to see all your biometrics and get all the information that you really need with staying healthy, staying active, whether you're on a journey to build up your exercise, or maybe you have health concerns and you want to keep track of certain things. So we want to make sure that we give you accurate and detailed information for those health metrics.
Yeah, it's so good. And now that you have this final product out, I've seen that you've been going to different events and trying to promote it, talk to people about it, maybe get some advice on it. I've also seen from your Instagram videos, there's been people that have so many questions. There's been questions about, does the magnets affect my watch? Will it break my watch? There's been other questions about, the pairability. Does it have Apple Pay? So many different ideas. Has there been any really good advice that you've been receiving from this watch? Well, it's not really a watch, from the X1 device.
Yeah, absolutely. We've gotten a lot of like really good kind of questions and feedback. I think one of the ideas that we really want to take forward too is what are the other form factors? that we really could explore. Some of the ideas that people have shared with us is maybe it'd be possible to put X1 into the band of a watch instead of underneath it in the form factor we use today.
Ah,
That's something
cool.
that we love. We think it would be really cool to make effectively the product even thinner by hiding it somewhere else on your watch. All of those things take extra research and development and some more engineering effort. So it's areas we want to focus on going forward. But it's really exciting to kind of crowdsource the different ideas and inspiration people have for this type of product.
Yeah, was
Yeah,
there
and
any?
I do want to add to that too, is the other thing is there's a large market for women's watches as well. And like we definitely want this product to be able to fit for those watches because they tend to be in a smaller case, right? So something that might fit underneath a men's watch face isn't necessarily going to fit underneath a woman's watch face. So we want to make sure that we get it down to a size that can also work for those smaller size watches.
Yeah, maybe different sizes have different kind of features for different, uses that you can't fit.
Totally.
But I'm sure you'll figure it out from developing it further, and also like what you're doing, going out and speaking to people and getting user feedback about this device. Was there any moments when someone had said something to you by having a conversation about your X1 device when you went, "Oh my God, this is, we've got to do this. We've got to try and change the game of this watch and add this, Tyler or CJ?"
Yeah, I have an idea actually of that.
Go for it.
We were just in the development stage of like how like the actual like engineering of it, how it's actually going to work. And we had reached out to this one guy, and he had talked about how the iPhone has this tap capability. You can actually tap the back of your iPhone, and it can do certain things. You can customize that. And we're like, okay, that's actually really cool, and we can implement that. And so we can make certain features turn on, maybe an alarm, maybe your notifications or something like that, start a workout just by tapping your wrist because it actually is able to sense that. So that was a really cool thing that was kind of an aha moment of this can actually be really helpful because we don't have a screen, right? So there's no way you can look at it, but you can still interface, you can still interact with it without having to turn on your phone or open it up.
I kind of just
It was
got
one of our
goosebumps
biggest
when you
like
said that.
design challenges at first, and it was cool that someone just kind of offered us a solution in conversation. That was really interesting.
Wow, that's awesome. When you said that, I actually got a bit of chills, like goosebumps, while you were saying it, because I think it'd be so cool to, start workouts and stuff by just tapping your wrist and, programming your own little haptics into your watch. That is so cool.
It's very Tony
Absolutely.
Stark, it's like
Wow, it's the
my
future.
whole world can be controlled just by, just movements of my hands and stuff. So it's really cool.
Is there anything that this device does better than the average smartwatch?
That's a good question. I think really the area we're focusing on the most is, unlike a regular traditional smartwatch, we're really good at hiding or disappearing. We want you to not notice that it's there.
That's good.
Ideally, in a perfect world, you don't know that you're wearing it until, maybe the end of the day or end of a workout and you want to see your stats. A lot of the features that we can support, a lot of other smartwatches can support too, but a lot of other smartwatches don't disappear. You know you're wearing that smartwatch.
Great. And one final question. Is there any plans to make an X2, and what would that look like?
Yeah, I think honestly the X2 is probably going to be watch bands.
All
Something
right.
you can replace, whether it's metal or, leather or rubber watch bands that have that device integrated to them. Because, like people have said, they don't want to add something to the watch, maybe because there's a lot of people out there who are watch enthusiasts who really care about the thinness of their watches. And so maybe that's going to be the next step is to have something that they can replace on their watch instead of having to add to it. So that way it's really extremely hidden.
Yeah, I look forward to seeing that. Tyler and CJ, thank you so much for your time this Wednesday afternoon.
Thank you so
Absolutely.
much.
Thank you so much.